I'm going to read next a poem called What I Have Tried to Say to You. That there are ways to love the life you haven't had, ways to forgive the one you have. That while your brother wasn't killed to test anyone, his death is, somehow, allowed by the mystery requiring our lives to have this permanent pull at the middle. Our lives are what they have been, unrevisable, changed only in our responses if we are still ready, somehow, for the next day, the next person, poem, chance, even prepared, however unready, for the next death. Can we permanently grieve the boy without hating what has become of him? What has become of him? He has returned to mystery, the same one that is our life, mine and yours, this morning, the continuing shapes we never see up there this afternoon, tomorrow. So he is already ahead of time in everything we do. I feel it often that I am living my life in part for him, not permanently dead in us, but telling how we'd rather he had lived than not. Remember our game of listening in the park, to hear the woods fill up with sounds, birds mostly, from farther and farther away, the longer we listened. He seems now especially to have listened, raptly, eyes closed, as if to singing, as if he were entering the song, and like the way he usually walked, far ahead of us, or far behind, already gone to his own music. When I think how long it is since he has entered all silence, it takes me by the heart to think those sounds like light have stayed in whatever we are left to be, that songs we heard those days are from the place he's gone away to, a singing in the mysteries connecting us, if we can stop and be quiet and listen.